Shalom Aleichem, Svitas Brands. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev B'tzion. Tana Rabbanan. Sum Mishani Yochel Chavin Esruchos Echavin Libo Kenegat Abish B'Shemayim. Shenem Rebbe Spala El Hashem. A blind person and somebody who doesn't know what direction to face should be Mechavin his heart, direct his heart to his Father in Heaven, as it says, Spala El Hashem. This is Brachas Lamed Amar Aleph. Vayter in the Gemara, it says that if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, depends where you are, if you're in Chutz Laretz, then you should face Eretz Yisrael. Yichaven es libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael, should fit direct your heart to Israel. V'spalu elecha derech aretzim apasikim malachim. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should mechaven your lev k'neged Yerushalayim. V'spalu Hashem derech Yerzos. Yerushalayim k'neged the Kodesh HaKadosh, Beis HaMikdash. And if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you should be mechavin your lev k'neged Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. So that's the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah 1-3 writes, V'akol yemispalam noicha HaMikdash b'chol mokom shiyeh. Everyone should daven opposite the Mikdash wherever they are. In the case of Mishnah, he writes that he learns this from Mishnah Sosh Rebbe Lezer Ben Osh Rebbe Yosei Aglili. It's Hashem Elokecha Tir Voisei Sabot Avdeo B'Sarosa Avdeo B'Mikdashoi. In other words, Ketzer Mishnah says he derives this from the Tanaic source that says that you should fear God and serve him with Torah, serve him in his Mikdash. What does it mean, serve him in his Mikdash? Daven opposite the Mikdash. That's what the Rambam gets, that you should daven noichach HaMikdash, you should daven opposite the Mikdash, you should face the Mikdash wherever you are. So the kasha is, why does he bring from Mishnah's Rebbe Lezer and from the pasuk of Oisei Savoid? We have an open sugi here in the Gemara. We learn from Pesukim Memalachim. Pesukim Memalachim is better. You should daven noicha Mikdash. Mishnah's Rebbe Lezer, which is Rebbe Lezer ben Hurkanus, very nice, but you have a Gemara with Pesukim. So why not get from the Pesukim? You have to daven opposite the Mikdash. So Agon Rebbe Shimon Moshe Diskin was the was a Ram in Yeshivas Kol Teira in Beit Vegan. So he says as follows, that the Rambam says, B'psicha luchas tefila, that you have to daven noichach HaMikdash. And he doesn't wait until he writes the actual halachas. He writes it already in the psicha. And even though the Pirtei Halacha, he writes later on in Perek Aleph, and Perek Halacha Gimel, but here already at the psicha, the Rambam... The Rambam writes it that you have to daven noicha mikdash at the very beginning. So it's very clear then that this din of noicha mikdash is not one of the conditions in my list that was said about tefillah, but rather it's me'etzem ha'chefta shel ha'tefillah that avdeo b'mikdasha, that's b'irakos of o'isei savo, that we are commanded when we daven, you have to daven to Hashem in the mikdash, meaning opposite the mikdash, and that's me'ikar ha'chefta shel tefillah. And therefore, when the Rambam comes to explain the Yesod of Mitzvah Tefillah, at the beginning of Chutz Tefillah, he writes this halacha of Nespal al Noicha Mikdash. And afterwards, B'Makoyma, he goes into details, Kedarko B'Shara Mitzvahs. And then he says, Noicha Mikdash Ketzah, and he says how to do it. So, however, this we don't hear from the Pesukim and Malachim. Over there, they have the details of this mitzvah. So you would think then that it's only one of the milas of Tefillah. But Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer, it says, no, that's Me'etzem Yisod HaTfilah. It's learned from Oisei Sabot, Avdeo B'Mikdasho. That's the Yisod of Tfilah. So that's why the Rambam brings from Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer Aglili, which someone wrote a book, Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer Ben Hurkanus. Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer Ben Hurkanus, or Mekoma B'Toldos HaHalacha. So that's something that most people don't know that much about. It was written by Professor Gilat in the year 1968. Professor Gilat was Nifter in 1997. He was a big scholar, Jewish studies. In any event, so that's why the Rambam brings from Mishnah Rebbe Michel Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, Ben Osho, Shel Rabbi Yosei Aglili, brings it from him, because it shows that that's the yisoid of tefillah. It's not just a prat b'dinei tefillah, but rather it's the etzem cheftz of tefillah, the very fundamental principle of tefillah, is that it has to be noichach hamikdash. And that would be pshat in the Mishnah 28b, that it says there, when a person is riding on his donkey, he should get down and daven. And if he can't get down, he should turn his face. Yachzir panav. Rashi says to Yerushalayim. When Yochel achzir his panav, yachavin its libo keneged beis kodshei kodshei kadoshim. Should be mechavin his lev keneged beis kodshei kadoshim. And if he's in a sphina or an astis, in a ship or a raft, yachavin its libo keneged beis kodshei kadoshim. Should be mechavin his lev to the kodesh kadoshim. So even though medinei tefillah, it's not enough for kafanas alev, you need hachzaras panam lamikdash, and that we learn from the ksuvim and melachim. But to be mekayim the yisoid of tefillah, of avdeil b'mikdasha, that's totally b'kafanas alev. And therefore, somebody who can't be mekayim the pirtei adinim of noichach hamikdash, nevertheless should be mekayim the ikar chefetz of tefillah, which is avdeil b'mikdasha, and that's primarily belev. So yeah, ideally one should face noichach hamikdash, but if he can't, at least belev, because that's the ikar of the tefillah. Chavin liboy keneged beis kodshei hakadosh. And Rambam in 5:3 writes, Noich hamikdash keitzad hayemid b'chutz la'aretz ma'achzir panav noich eretz Yisrael u'mispalel. If for a person standing in chul, he should face Eretz Yisrael and daven. He's standing in Eretz Yisrael, v'chavin panav keneged Yerushalayim, face Jerusalem. He's facing Jerusalem, he's standing in Jerusalem, v'chavin panav keneged hamikdash, face the mikdash. Amir mikdash mechavin panav keneged beis kodesh hakadosh. If he's standing in the mikdash, he should face the kodesh kadoshim. So the chayra, he should. When it says neged beis kodesh hakadoshim, it's only in the mikdash. In other words, what the Rambam means is like this: that when you're in the mikdash, face the kodesh kadoshim. However, when you're in Yerushalayim, you don't have to face the Kodesh Kadoshim. You can just face the Mikdash. Because he says, Hay Omid, Pirushalayim, Chavin Panav Keneged HaMikdash. So when you're in the Mikdash, you have to face the Kodesh Kadoshim. When you're in Yerushalayim, then you just face the Mikdash. And when you're in Chutz La'aretz, then you only have to face Eretz Yisrael. And when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you only have to face Yerushalayim. So in other words, the only time you have to actually face the Kodesh Kadoshim is in the Mikdash. But otherwise, you don't have to. You can just face the Mikdash. And if you're outside of Yerushalayim, you just face Yerushalayim. And if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you just face Eretz Yisrael. And that's why in the Gemara, it says, each person where they're standing, it doesn't just say, everybody, wherever you are, face the Kodesh Kadoshim. It doesn't say that. It says, you're standing in Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. You're in Yerushalayim, Yichavin Libo Keneged Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it goes into detail, each one. And it doesn't just say, wherever you are, Kodesh Kadoshim, because it's not true. Not everybody has to face the Kodesh Kadoshim. Even though the Yisoid HaDin is Kodesh Kadoshim. However, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you're Mispal Derech Ha'artzim. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, derech ha'ir, and that's enough. That's the way you're mekayim davening and opposite the mikdash. And Rambam also says, "Machzir panav noch Eretz Yisrael u'mispal yomid ba'aretz mechavin panav keneged Yerushalayim. Or maybe Yerushalayim mechavin panav keneged mikdash." Same idea. You don't have to actually face the kodesh kadashim in each case. Each case, it just depends. Chutz la'aretz Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, if you're in Yerushalayim to the Mikdash and the Mikdash, then you face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Whatever the case, if Mishnah writes, V'dash v'arvina yonim v'farish d'chi tani, yichavin k'neged Eretz Yisrael, lo k'neged Eretz Yisrael b'vayel, k'neged Eretz Yisrael, k'neged Beis HaMikdash, k'neged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yerushalayim v'tzach l'chav k'neged Yerushalayim sh'arame b'sarechel, k'neged Beis HaMikdash, k'neged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So b'pshuto, that's the case of Mishnah is that the Rambam is not arguing with him. And the case of Mishnah holds that you dafka have to face the Kodesh Kadoshim. Wherever you stand, you have to face the Kodesh Kadoshim. And Taka the Shulchan Aruch and Sadi Dalit writes that when you daven, you get up to daven, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you should face Eretz Yisrael, and you should be mechaven also to Yerushalayim, and to the Mikdash, and to the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Prisha argues, and he says, no, it's enough to be mechaven connected to Eretz Yisrael. So some learn in Rabbeinu Yoina that he learns his din, again, Rabbeinu Yoina was quoted by the Kesef Mishnah. Where does he learn his din from? That you always have to face the Kodesh Kedoshim. You always have to be mechaven to the Kodesh Kedoshim. Again, when not only mechaven connected to Eretz Yisrael, but connected to Yerushalayim, you have to try to face Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh Kedoshim. Because it says when you're riding on the donkey, what does it say to do? It says when you're riding on the donkey, you're chavim connected Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're not in the Beis HaMikdash. And yet it still says you're mechavim connected Kodesh HaKadoshim and not the Mikdash. So you see that lo'ilam, you always have to mechavim connected Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, it would appear, we can explain as follows, that there's a difference between somebody who cannot be machzir panav and somebody who can machzir panav. Meikar adin, it says you have to be machzir panav, and we learn from the, you have to face it, and we learn from the ksuvim that it says in Sefer Melachim, derech aretzam. And there we can say that it's enough derech aretzam. You don't have to be mechavim, you don't have to direct yourself to Yerushalayim, to the Mikdash, to the Kodesh Kadashim. Abel zeh, there's somebody who can't be mechavim, the facing, the Pirtei Halacha, and he wants to be Mekayim Dikei Yisrael Tefillah, which if they have a Mikdasha, that's Miskayim B'Kavanas HaLev. V'Yikra the Kodesh Kadashim, Shebezel Lo Nemrad, there you don't have all the Pirtei Dinim. From the Pesukim, Derech Eretz Yisrael, Derech Yerushalayim, Derech the Mikdash. And therefore, it doesn't say anything about being Mechavim Derech to Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim. It's talking about somebody who's not, in other words, not that Rabbeinu Yonah is basing himself upon. Right? The Kesef Mishnah says, Rabbeinu Yonah says, that you should be mechavim to the Kodesh Kedoshim. And then some learn pshat, because he's rechav al hachamor, yechavim can't go base Kodesh Kedoshim. So you see that it's not derech Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and the Mikdash. You have to kavana directly to the Kodesh Kedoshim. So what we're saying now is that's only because you can't be machzir panav. You can machzir panav, then it's enough to be machzir panav to Eretz Yisrael. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, and if you're Yerushalayim to the Kodesh to the Mikdash Kodesh Kedoshim. But if you're not able to machzir panav, then just be mechavim the Ikar Adin. What's the Ikar Adin? Believe, you should be mechavim to the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Mechaber doesn't say anything about facing the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Mechaber writes that you have to face Eretz Yisrael, and you should be mechavein to Yerushalayim, the Mikdash, and the Kodesh Kedoshim. And that's like we said, there's a difference between Achzaras Panim and Kavana. That Achzaras Panim is only Chutz La'aretz, only to Eretz Yisrael. And Kavana is to the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Mechaber is Moisif, you should also be mechavein to Yerushalayim and to the Mikdash. And that's a Tosef as to what we said. That by Kavana, it's not enough Kodesh Kedoshim, but you also have to, you need Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. But again, the Hachzaras Panim is only to Eretz Yisrael. So again, we had the Rambam who says that when you're facing, you have to face Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, and then depending on where you are, right outside of Eretz Yisrael, inside of Eretz Yisrael, to the Yerushalayim, v'chule. So that's when we talk about Hachzaras Panim. But what about when you can't be Machzir Panav? What about when you can't be machzir panav? So when you can't be machzir panav, then in your life you should have kavana directly to the Kodesh Kedoshim. And now we learn from Daf Chav Ches that it says that if a person can't face it, then he should have the Kodesh Kedoshim in his heart. So that's when it comes to kavana. When it comes to facing it, you only have to face. That's what the Mechaber says. You face Eretz Yisrael. And then you just have Kavana also for Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kodesh Kedoshim. But as far as the facing goes, it's enough to face Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to face the Mikdash. And that's Pshat in the Ramban. And this would seem to be not like the Kesef Mishnah's learning. The Kesef Mishnah's learning that according to the Rambam, you have to face the Kodesh Kedoshim, wherever you are. No, it seems according to the Rambam, you only have to face Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim you face the Mikdash v'chule. Just in your heart, and that's learned from the Gemara and Chafches, in your heart you have to have, if you're not able to face, then have the Kodesh Kedoshim in mind. And then if you are able to face, then in addition to facing Eretz Yisrael, you should also have Kavana for the Mikdash and the Kodesh Kedoshim. So Halacha Lemaisa, again, the Shulchan Aruch says that when you get up to Davin, you're in Chutz Laaretz, you face Eretz Yisrael, and have Kavana to Yerushalayim in the Mikdash and the Beis Kodesh Kedoshim as well. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should face Yerushalayim and have Kavana to the Mikdash and the Beis Kodesh Kedoshim. And if you're in Yerushalayim, face the Mikdash and have Kavana to the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that, what does it mean, V'yichavein? Ritnolei V'yichavein Liba. That he should imagine, sheyachshav belibo, he writes, yivshol lahachzir panav kenegdem. I guess if you're in Chutz Laaretz, it's hard to direct yourself directly to the Mikdash. So what should you do? Yachshav belibo v'rayenu kilu oimeid b'mikdash yisher b'yushalayim b'mokom kodesh ha-kodashim. So you should think in your heart as if you're standing in the Mikdash, in Yerushalayim, in the place of the Kodesh Kodashim. That's halacha, not a lot of people know, I think. So it's important to know that if kavana that you're in the Mikdash Yerushalayim, in the Kodesh Kodashim, and like we learned from the Rambam, that this is not just a prat in Dinei Tefillah, it's part of the Etzem Chefetz of Tefillah. That's why the Rambam already writes it in the Psicha, and that's why the Rambam brings from Mishnas Hashem Elazim and Hashem Eglili, Hashem Lekechot Yerosh Yisavoy, Avdeo B'Mikdashi, that's the Yisayet of Tefillah. Avdeo B'Mikdashi is L'Spal Nochachoy. So here we have a nice Lamed Hashem Halach, and also we have a Halach HaLamaisa. Baruch Hashem. So, hopefully we'll be able to be mekayim this, and our tefillos will be miskablis beratzen. And there's obviously a lot more to say on the sugya. Hopefully we'll revisit this. This actually is, I think, the fourth or fifth year we already had on this topic, so hopefully we'll continue discussing it because it's very, very chashuv. There's a sefer that was put out a number of years ago called the Ol Yosef. There's a Rav of Hillel Mann from the famous Mann family, and he edits these svarim on Shas. They have on Kiddin and Kiddushin, now on Brachas, just incredible svarim, just a likut of Gedolei Gedolei Yisrael from the great Rosh Yeshivas of pre-war Europe and the great Rabbanim of post-war Yahadus, and like I see over here, he has brings a shtickle here from Rav Diskin that we just learned, and he has a shtickle here too from the Or Samech on this Gemara, and he has one from Shimshon David Pinkus, and he has one from his uncle Moreno Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zetzal, Gaon Amuflav Amuflug, Rav Man Zetzal, and Rav David Tekman, the Rosh Yeshiva of Kfar Hasidim of Knesset Chizkiyo. And then he has a shtickle here from Rav Steinman and from Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and all the superstars. Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger. Mamish incredible, incredible. Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger was Mamish Ariachai Gavaldik. Okay, Mary Rabbeisai, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you're able to learn the Sefer Ol Yosef. It's Mamish. It's also like 900 pages or something. It's Atzum. The amount of Torah. Just on Brachas. They came out now. There's Nassim Gestetner on Brachas. He also has a shtickle here from Nassim Gestetner. Gevaldik. A few of them say Nassim Gestetner. I don't know how he got it from Rav Genachovsky, from Rav Yaakov Zlesnik. So I don't know how he gets all these Torahs from all these Rosh Yeshiva. I guess he contacts their family. I don't know. It's great work. Okay. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Shalom.